It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to start off the hour with music from John Lee Hooker, an interesting track from a session that was done in Chicago back in 1967, and also featured Chicago blues veterans Louis Myers on blues harp and Eddie Kirkland on guitar. Eddie Taylor is playing bass on this next number. John Lee Hooker with a number called My Own Blues.
Oh, between midnight and morning, that's when the blues fell down on me. Oh, it was between midnight and morning, that's when the blues fell down on me. Between my woman and I, either one of us just could not agree. Oh, my life, love ain't been nothing but the blues for me. Oh, I loved all of my lifetime, ain't been nothing but the blues for me. Love would be grand, had a 99-year guarantee. I don't beg for mercy, don't beg mercy for me. For mercy, and don't beg mercy for me. I lay down this morning, I was blues any man could be. Oh, some people can keep love, that's some turn love in the hay. Some can keep love, and that some people turn love into hate. Before I take any more chances, I think I just stick around and wait.
Come on now, smell. Maybe wanna holler.
Called What a Life by a group calling themselves the L.A. Blues Alliance, meaning Los Angeles Blues Alliance, sort of an ad hoc group that in this particular situation featured Keb Moe on vocals, also Sonny Landreth on slide guitar on that track, rendition of TV Mama. And before we heard Keb Moe and Sonny with the L.A. Blues Alliance, we heard John Lee Hooker from 1967 with Eddie Kirkland and Louis Myers, and also Eddie Taylor doing a number called My Own Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of the longest-running blues duets in history. They're both gone now, but their careers lasted quite a long time. And they were on and off, apparently. Some say that they got to where they had a hard time putting up with each other at times, but they left a great legacy of blues recordings. Talking about Brownie McGee and the Sonny Terry, here they are with a number called Hole in the Wall.
Yeah. The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Recorded at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios back in 1951. That was B.B. King with 3 o'clock Blues. That tune had been recorded in 1948 and released by Lowell Fulson. He had a pretty decent hit with it then, but B.B. King by early 1952 was at the top of the blues charts with his rendition of 3 o'clock Blues. At the although he had recorded before, it was this particular song that really, really launched his career, sent him on tours and that sort of thing. And within the next couple of years, he had three more number one hits on the R&B charts. Before we heard B.B. King, we heard Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry doing Hole in the Wall here on KRVS. We're going to turn next to a gentleman that turned down a job to work with B.B. King because he didn't want to leave Memphis. We're talking about the pianist Booker T. Laurie. He was associated with some of the other well-known pianists that made Memphis their home for a while. But unlike them, he didn't want to move to Chicago. He wanted to stay basically in Memphis. He was happy being there, and his career probably would have expanded quite a bit, but that didn't really seem to bother him at all. That he had what he had, and that's what he wanted. He passed away in 1995. Here's Booker T. Laurie with Early in the Morning.
Early in the morning, this morning, 4:30, heard somebody knocking on my back door. Early in the morning, just about to break a day. You know I towel and hug the pillow where that woman used to lay. No, you didn't want me, wouldn't tell me so. I can't get me a woman anywhere I go. Early in the morning, just about to break a day. You know I tow and hug the pillar where that woman used to live. You're gonna keep a loving your other man. Early one morning, just about to break a day. You know I tow and hug the pillar where that woman used to lay.
I walked into a beer tavern to give a girl a nice time. I had $45 when I entered. When I left, I had one dime. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman, and I don't want to see her. I spent down to my last dime. She said, darling, I know you're not through. I said, yes, little girl, and the trumpet belongs to you. Wasn't she a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman, and I don't want to see her. I should often say, excuse me a minute. I've got to step around here. And every time she come back, she had room for another quart of beer. Wasn't that a beer drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know? She was a beer drinking woman, and I don't wanna see her no more.
from 1959. That was Memphis Slim on piano and vocals with Beer Drinking Woman. He had first recorded that tune back in 1940. Memphis Slim, obviously originally from Memphis, he ended up in Chicago and was very influential there for quite a while, playing with people like Sonny Boy Williamson and also Big Bill Brunzi. And in the early 60s, he left the country for Europe and stayed there for the rest of his life. Before we heard Memphis Slim here on the Blues Box, we heard Peter Laurie, another Memphis denizen, or at least, well, he was for all of his life. We heard Peter Laurie on piano and vocals doing a number called Early in the Morning. And we just heard Peter Chatman, Memphis Slim, his real name, Peter Chatman. He was related to the Chatmans, a very musical extended family. One of the members was Lonnie Chatman, who played violin with the Mississippi Sheiks. They were an extremely influential string band, recording around the early 1930s. I think they, from 1930 to maybe 1936, I don't know, I've forgotten. But anyway, very influential, one of their best-known pieces what's the name of the tune now? I can't think about it. I think of it, Tampa Red. Everybody covered it. Anyway, Sitting on Top of the World. Yeah, that's it. We're going to listen to them do, though, a number called Stop and Listen Blues. Again, the Mississippi Sheiks, Lonnie Chatman on violin.
sunshiny day.
Recorded in New Orleans back in 1970. That was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals, Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. Sykes, of course, had been part of the Chicago blues scene, the St. Louis blues scene, and finally he moved down to New Orleans back in 1954, as his style of piano was sort of obsolete in a lot of the other blues markets, but still there was a lot of that great barrel house style of piano being played in New Orleans. And before we heard Roosevelt Sykes here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard the Mississippi Sheiks from December of 1930 doing a number called Stop and Listen Blues. Definitely shades of Charlie Patton, and particularly Tommy Johnson on that particular tune. Some pretty common lyrics and melody and that sort of thing. We're going to go back to that era. Next, we're going to listen to Geechee Wiley. Not much is known about her. She was sort of in similar in ways to a Memphis Minnie, but not that well known. Didn't record that much. I think she only recorded about four tunes all told, and very little is known of her life. She did go up to Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1930 and recorded for Paramount Records a couple of tunes then, one of them being this one, Skinny Legs Blues, Geechee Wiley.
Let some lonesome graveyard be a resting place.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Feed and Seed Community Arts Center, located at 106 North Grant Street in Lafayette, presenting its fall concert series from Thursday, October 11th through Saturday, October 20th, featuring live performances by the Mercy Brothers, the Wild Magnolia Mardi Gras Indians, Reverend Horton Heat, and Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. The Feed and Seed Community Arts Center, built by musicians for music lovers.
Lonesome Rave, Bertha Henderson on vocals, Blind Blake on guitar, recorded in Chicago back in 1928. Before we heard Bertha Henderson with Blake on guitar, we heard Geechee Wiley from 1930 doing a number called Skinny Legs Blues. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we have another fine blues woman, this time one of much more contemporary times. Also a great guitarist, Fiona Boys, from her disc Blues for Hard Times.
I'm gonna sit at the table, loving Matthew, Luke, and John. If you mean a world to live in till you die. Worry no more. Fire so high.
hope and the Lord I can see. Got my eyes wide open, but I can't see the long, no. Yeah, the black crow keeps flying. Black crow keeps flying. Black crow keeps flying. Black crow keeps flying.
Kelly Jo Phelps, guitar and vocals, The Black Crow Keeps Flying. This recorded back in 1994 for Burnside Records. He had about, I think it was about three albums that had this really, really interesting blues styling. The style changed a little bit in some of his later releases. Before hearing Kelly Jo Phelps, we heard Fiona Boys, an Australian, but recorded in Austin, Texas last year. And from her disc Blues for Hard Times, Fiona on guitar and vocals doing a tune called A Mean World. Derek O'Brien was also on second guitar on some of the tracks on that particular disc. The one we're going to turn to next, he is also on guitar and produced the disc back in 1996 for Antones Records. And we're talking about a disc called Mind Your Own Business featuring Chicago blues harp player for many years, Snooky Pryor. Derek had, I think, produced a few of Snooky's albums for Antones Records. Here's Snooky on blues harp and vocals. Again, Derek O'Brien on guitar, a number called Going Back to Arkansas.
About your evil ways, and that you let me go. Bit right in your face, let your hair down, babe. Won't have yourself a ball. Ain't do nothing to please you. You can go back to Arkansas. Back to Arkansas.
his eye. Said, I love all my children. One in front of child, let your hair down, woman. Won't have yourself a ball. I can't do that to please you. After going back to Arkansas. Got to pull my horn.
Snooky Pryor, guitar and vocals from 1996, going back to Arkansas. It's 11 a.m. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the